It's here and now. And you might know Mo Rocca from the NPR show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, or maybe from his pieces on CBS Sunday Morning. But for his Cooking Channel program, Mo Rocca gets closer to home and takes a cue from memories of his grandmother.
I will never forget Mama's ravioli, but I never learned how to cook. That's why I'm pulling out all the stops to get your grandmothers and grandfathers to teach me their favorite family recipes.
Mo Rocca's show is called My Grandmother's Ravioli. It kicks off its second season tonight on the Cooking Channel, and he joins us from NPR studios in New York to talk about it. Mo, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good to be here.
Well, first of all, where do you find these grandmothers, and we should say grandfathers sometimes?
A lot of them are volunteered to us, hopefully not against their will, but a lot of the time it's their kids and their grandkids who say, oh, my gosh, you got to get my grandmother or my grandfather on the show. And that's actually kind of a good thing because we're not really all that interested in grandparents who are desperate to be on TV. I know I probably can't say this on public radio, but we don't really like fame whore grandmothers. the grandparents who seem to work best are the people that are just living their lives, full lives, and then their kid or their grandkid will say, hey, you want to be on a TV show and with Mo Rocca? And they'll say, I don't know who that is, but if you want to bring a camera in here, sure.
Well, in the first season, you had people sharing recipes from all over the world, from Thailand, Ecuador, India, Russia, Germany. But I do find that often there are areas of common ground, which is so interesting from coming from all of those places.
The biggest area of common ground among grandparents all over the world is the refusal to measure. These are especially with the grandfathers, maybe it's a gender thing, but they are extreme non-measurers. But it really goes for the grandmothers too. And it's part of what makes the preservation of these recipes kind of important because, you know, like Millie Martin, my grandmother from South Carolina, and they're all my grandparents at this point, and she says quite defiantly, I don't measure because I don't have to because it will come out perfect every time. And it does. But for me to learn it and to pass it on, we have to get some semblance of measurement. So we have a culinary producer, Pablo Munoz, who's just fantastic and has worked on a bunch of shows. And he goes in ahead of time and he'll sort of do some detective work and talk to these grandparents and, you know, and say, OK, Peggy, the scones, I need to know how much flour is going in. And then sometimes he has to do it with them to figure out what those actual measurements are because they might have been making these dishes for decades and have no idea because they learned from their own parents. They eyeball it, and they eyeball it beautifully.
Well, and the other area of common ground here among all of them, it seems, is that they really do take you in as one of their own. Every grandparent wants somebody to talk to tell these recipes to, and to tell their stories to.
I think it's just because I'm so needy and vulnerable that they do take me in, that they take mercy on me. They're all wonderful, all the ones that are on this show, and some welcome me more than others, but for the most part, I've been embraced.
But some of these grandparents are tough with you. Let's listen to a little bit of Millie from South Carolina, who's teaching you how to make her recipe for macaroni and cheese, and she is very particular about how you put butter in the pasta.
Can I just put the whole thing in?
No, you chip it so you can stir it in. Just slice it, you know, slice.
You said chip it. Oh, okay. All right. I'll slice it, even though she said chip it.
I know what I said. Put some more in there. Oh, my God. Just rake it off in there.
So, Mo, she was pretty tough on you.
She was really, really tough. And in that episode, I actually, it's the first and only time, hopefully the only time this has happened, that I cut myself. And she was, I think she was thinking at that moment, oh, my gosh, why did I get into this? I'm going to kill my daughter for volunteering me for this. It actually, I don't know, it somehow made our relationship stronger.
And Mo Rocca, have you actually learned how to cook at all in any of these? Because you do look a little bit timid slicing your vegetables.
I am. I mean, well, Miyoko, my Japanese grandmother, taught me to use a big old knife. I mean, that thing's like an axe for kabocha squash. And I was like, I was really like doing it samurai style by the end. The truth is I have not been cooking at home. And, you know, Jeremy, I could come on this show and lie to you and say, oh, it's been a revelation. But the truth is that once you make these dishes with these grandparents, it's such a letdown to make the dishes without the grandparents. Mm. And I also want the show to go on forever. So, like, if Bart Simpson can be 10 years old for 20 years, I can be at the same level of cooking for this long. And the other thing is that I just – love hearing their stories. And that's really, frankly, the main reason I'm there, is to hang out with cool grandparents who are at a place in their lives where, you know, they're just laid back and they know what matters and they're willing to let me in and talk to me about it.
And there are some very sweet moments. Clara Corrado, who is the mom that you visit outside of Philadelphia, writes down her family recipes for her nieces and grandnieces. And you ask her in the episode what goes through her mind when she does that. Let's listen to what she says.
My family, all my loved ones. Yes. So these are memories.
Boy, it's kind of hard not to be hokey talking about scenes like that, but she's just kind of one of these people that sort of lit from within. And, you know, yeah, when she showed me this recipe book and, you know, when she was 13, her mother died, she had to cook for the whole family recipes that she remembered from her mother. She wrote them all down. And now whenever a daughter, granddaughter, grandniece gets married, she writes it down again in a new notebook for them, not a fancy notebook. And she's got that great grandmother handwriting that no one has anymore, when she had real penmanship. And it's just – it's really beautiful.
And you have to wonder, in the age of all of these online recipe sites, whether these old recipes and the stories that go along with them and where they came from are being lost. Is that part of the reason why you wanted to do this show?
Yeah, I did, because, you know, of course, it's not just their personal stories, but the recipes that go with them. And the other thing is that a lot of these family recipes have been tweaked. For instance, Louie and Pete, our gay grandfathers, is our first gay couple this season, make peach crisp. They add peach schnapps to it, which was not in the original recipe.
So you have to try that on the show?
I swilled it. I mean, I managed to drink peach crisp. Other recipes, the way they've been tweaked, are a part of their personal story. Like Miyoko, the Japanese grandmother – excuse me, my Japanese grandmother. I mean, she's wonderful. She was 13 years old when the bomb fell on Nagasaki. She had to forage for her own food.
Wow.
And she learned to improvise. And she still improvises today. So her miso soup is not, you know, kind of the light miso soup that we have in Japanese restaurants here. She uses fried tofu, not just silken tofu. She puts potatoes in there, all sorts of green vegetables, that kabocha squash that I cut like a samurai. And it's really a hearty dish, but partly it's a result of the improvisation that she had to learn, you know, after the bomb fell in Nagasaki and she then moved to the United States.
Mo Rocca, as you say in the open to the show, this sort of began with your grandmother's actual ravioli. I wonder how often you actually make that.
I've made it once with the incomparable and wonderful Lydia Bastianich, who's a friend of mine. I've made it once with her. At one point, we're going to have, maybe for sweeps, an episode of My Grandmother's Ravioli where all the grandparents come to my apartment. It will be crowded. But they all come in, and then I unveil my grandmother's ravioli. And the truth is they're all so candid and blunt, they'll probably just go, eh, okay, it's pretty good. But you built a whole series around it? No, it's amazing. My grandmother was just a fantastic woman, and her ravioli was amazing. And all these grandparents, if I made it and fed it to them, they would, because they're so sweet. Even if they didn't love it, they'd say, you did a great job, kid. Attaboy.
Mo Rocca's series about finding and sharing those family recipes is My Grandmother's Ravioli. It starts its second season on the Cooking Channel tonight. Mo Rocca, thank you so much.
And Jeremy, you're looking a little thin these days. I think you ought to come with me to visit one of these grandmothers. They'll fatten you up.
I'll be happy to. And Robin, do you have a favorite recipe that you've carried on?
We were the tuna casserole with chips on top family. Sorry.
Maybe one day we'll get Robin to put that up on hereandnow.org.
We already have.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, Boston, with a new performance season. Miranda July, Carol Armitage, and Bill T. Jones. More at icaboston.org.